back to Goodyear, Arizona, and our Tim Alcorn.
Boy, again, a morning just flies by. Hard to believe we're wrapping things up for Wednesday here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And it's great to have Indians Assistant General Manager Carter Hawkins join us as part of Wahoo Week. Carter, we thank you for stopping by here on WEOL.
Tim, my pleasure.
Boy, a busy offseason for this baseball team. And as I had Tito sitting in that chair yesterday, I said, you know, guys like Chernoff and Antonetti and Hawkins, they did their job. He said, don't forget about Paul Dolan. I mean, what does it mean to have ownership step up and say, hey, guys, go out and do, you have our support,
yep,
and get done what you need to get done?
No doubt. I mean, to have the ownership that we have, I mean, I think, you know, certainly the market that we're in, it's never going to be where we're necessarily having the most money to spend, but whatever money we do have to spend, those guys are more than willing to let us do it, and certainly stepped up big time this offseason.
Carter, take us through the process as far as when an organization looks at a baseball team and says, boy, even though we won 94 games, even though we won the American League Championship, here's where we still need to do some tweaking. We need to do some improving. How does that process work?
Yeah, it's a collaborative process. So on one end, we're looking at our scouts and saying, hey, what are you guys seeing? What are the areas that you feel like we need to really improve? And then on the other end, we're talking to our analysts and saying, just based on what we had last year and what we have coming in next year, what are some areas that feel like are being predicted to be, you know, less than ideal, and where can we potentially improve? So we got to figure that out first, and then once we figure that out, we got to figure out, is there anyone out there that can actually fill those needs? And we were really lucky enough to have the ability to fill that need at first base that losing Napoli created, and certainly to find that match with Encarnacion, it was a pretty special moment, and Chris and Cherney and those guys worked so hard to make that happen, and obviously Paul Dolan stepped up to the plate, and you know, hopefully a lot of the good vibes that are happening right now come to fruition over the course of the season, and we can win a couple more ball games.
Talk a little bit about this team as the roster is set now. Really not a lot of question marks coming into spring training as far as the roster is concerned, knock on wood, if everybody yep. stays healthy. But is this a deeper roster as you've seen?
It seems like it, yeah. I mean, certainly from a standpoint of knowing who's likely going to break camp for that first major league game. You know, a little bit of a competition for that last bullpen spot. The outfield still trying to figure that out as we figure out where Brantley's status is. We figure out, you know, who within that mix is going to break with the club. Utility man, we're still figuring that out. But, yeah, for the most part, our starting nine and starting 10 guys, we know who those are going to be. And it's a good place to be from a management standpoint, for sure. I know all those players down there are still working as hard as they ever have to get as good as they possibly can be and as ready as they possibly can be for the long season ahead.
Again, we're talking with Carter Hawkins, Indians Assistant General Manager, joined us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. So I'm sure everybody says, well, your job's done now. You got the roster set. Here you are in Goodyear. There's nothing left yeah. to do. But what do you do? What's now the process from starting camp until you break camp and get ready yeah. for opening day?
A lot of golf, a lot of hiking. Yeah, it's laying out in the sun a little bit, getting my vitamin D for the year. No, it's a very, very busy time of year. I mean, this is the one time we have everybody in the entire organization in one building. And so anything that we want to get across from a culture standpoint, from a process standpoint, from a system standpoint, this is the time to do it. So it's a great time to collaborate, to work on ways to make our organization better. It's a great time to get to know players, get to know staff. But really, there's just a lot of projects going on to try to prepare for the season and try to prepare for next offseason. We're already thinking about that as well. So it's a busy time because it's just such a great opportunity to get things done. And wish I could do more golf and hiking, but that's few and far between. My fiance wishes that too. So.
And real quick, final question, as much as you're focused on 2017 and this organization is, how far ahead do you look? How far ahead are you always planning?
Yeah, I mean, it's constantly changing, obviously. I found an old file the other day in my computer. It was like our 2010 prediction of what 2017 was going to be.
Really?
And it wasn't anywhere close, right? So so we're not putting too much stock within, you know, those 4 or 5 year predictions, but we have to think about it. We have to think about our control over contracts. We have to think about the guys in the minor leagues that are coming up. It has a huge impact on the decisions that we make. When we trade for an Andrew Miller, we have to know that if we lose Justice Sheffield and Clint Frazier, what else do we have coming up through the system? Because, you know, although we were able to get an Encarnacion this year, we understand that's not going to be an option every single offseason.
Right.
So we got to make sure that we have the right guys in place and to make sure this is a sustainable success, not just a flash in the pan.
Good point. All right, I know you got a few other people to chat with, so appreciate you stopping by.
Tim, always a pleasure.
Hey, congratulations on a great year last year.
Thank
Good luck
very
in 2017.
Much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Carter. Carter Hawkins, Assistant General Manager with the Tribe, as he sits at the table here in the media room talking a little more Indians baseball. Guys, as I said, boy, hard to believe Wednesday morning is now in the book as far as Wahoo Week coverage is concerned. Looking forward to two more days out here in Goodyear, Arizona.